USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspect's Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A week after announcing that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, longtime host of TV's Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is now thanking fans for all the support they've been showing.
I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered, and I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
That from the latest video message posted by the 78-year-old Trebek. All U.S. diplomats are now out of Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming their departure in a tweet saying the U.S. remains firm in its support for the Venezuelan people and opposition leader Juan Guaido. He says the diplomats look forward to returning to a free and democratic Venezuela in the future. A prequel to The Sopranos will be coming to theaters next year. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doubling down on her recent comments expressing opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol yesterday, Pelosi said a long, drawn-out impeachment process is not worth the time and energy it would consume in the House. Some liberals have criticized her position, the California Democrats saying the House has many more important issues to deal with, though. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a gun maker can be sued over how it marketed the type of rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre as justices issued a 4-3 decision that overturned a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited by a federal law that shields gun makers from liability when their products are used in crimes. That lawsuit was filed by a Sandy Hook survivor and relatives of 9 people killed in that massacre in 2012. Facebook is down 2 key executives amid its privacy and encryption push. Chief Product Officer Chris Cox and WhatsApp head Chris Daniels both leaving Facebook. The two are longtime Facebook veterans, described as trusted lieutenants of Mark Zuckerberg, the founder. Their departures coming a week after the company announced sweeping changes so as to refocus the social network and improve its security and privacy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.